away as possible.
Good morning, Mr. Gary, KA3JCA, and Miss Sally says hello, too.
Mr. Richard, Miss Sally, hope y'all are doing well this morning. I'm on my way over to the ophthalmologist to get my eyes checked this morning.
That might make sense there. We were like, Sally's like, I never hear Gary on this early in the morning.
Mornings I get up and listen, but I don't get on very much. But I thought I'd throw my call sign out and see who was out there listening this morning.
I'm usually on here, so I was going to tell you, last night that simplex net was good. I need to go back and look at the previous matrix, because the last time, I don't think I had you as strong of a signal as I did last night. I noticed that you said you had changed your antenna.
I had a tram up, and I took it down, and I was going to move it, which I did. And when I put it back up, the SWR was just out of sight, and I had to take it back down. And for the simplex net, I wanted to have an antenna, so I put up a Ringo Ranger 2, and that's what I was on last night. But the tram, one of the pieces, you know, I'm bumping it around pretty hard, you know, when I took it down and went up, that sort of thing. And the top section came unscrewed, the little set screw in there. And I had to take it apart and put it back together. And now it's back and working, so I'm going to swap them back out. I don't know, today or tomorrow, depending on the weather.
I went from like a 6 dB gate antenna to an 8 dB gate antenna. And that made a world of difference. Now, last night, for probably maybe 20 minutes before we got started, I noticed that I also had an amplifier in line just to see what happens, you know, versus the regular power and the higher power. But I had to take one of my lightning arresters out of the, it was in line. I had to take it out because it kept putting my amplifier into a SWR overload.
You have to be real careful with those lightning arresters. I went over to a friend's house, and he put one in his line, and his 2-meter wasn't working. I got over there, and we got to looking real close, and it put an HF lightning arrester in line, and it don't work with VHF. It was just shutting him down.
Good look at this again, because I bought VHF lightning arresters, and you're right. I would have to look at the packaging very closely and make sure that it wasn't repackaged wrong.
All kind of funny little things that can go wrong. But the Ringo Ranger 2 has a 7 dB gain, and the tram has an 11 dB gain on it, so I want to put it back up.
Your radiation pattern is a little different with that higher gain tram antenna, because we put the GP diode up. Because it has the higher gain, I guess the angle of attack is more, it's flatter than my old X2000A is. And repeaters and stations I could get into and hear before the X2000A, I can't really get into with the GP9.
Radiation patterns do change, and that and the height, you know, if you change the height of it, that's going to make a whole lot of difference as well. But you were just booming in there. I mean, I had you full scale on reverse at my house, and it was just amazing. But there was a lot of stations that I copied last simplex net that I did not copy this time because of the different antennas, I guess. I don't know if that was what actually did it or if it was something else, but I didn't copy but 11 stations last night, which was pretty good, you know, considering where they are.
Like me, last time I think I only had 4 stations according to the matrix, and this time I had 10 or 11.
But, you know, really fantastic. But, yeah, it made a difference, so I think it's a real good exercise. The Pickens County group is going to do another simplex net like that. Sometime in February. I don't remember exactly when it is, but they're going to do another simplex net. And I like doing the simplex nets because that way you can find out who you can talk to without going through a repeater. And it makes a whole big difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really got into it. That last night was my second one here in the upstate that I've done. I've done those nets before, and you're right. When you start laying out a matrix grid and seeing who you could make contact with and how to go from this person to get stuff relayed, it really opens up. It'd be nice if we could get some more people involved. I know last minute I was talking to Steve, KRAMR, and he got in on it last minute. Last night added to the list, I could just barely call it simplex, but I was able to hear you, Dave. I'm trying to think who else was. Of course, I could hear Carrie and Chad, stuff like that, because, I have it up about, I guess it's about overall top of the antenna.
KB2A, check
that. Hey, Dave. I dropped mine down from 48 feet down to, it's about 25 feet to the bottom of it off the ground. And it made a big difference, that and me changing antennas.
Okay.
Gentlemen, good morning. And Gary, ha ha ha. Yeah, I couldn't hear you, Gary. Richard, I heard you great. But my antenna is not up on my tower yet, and that's going to make a huge difference for me. Because it's right now, it's just strapped off on a fence post about 20 feet in the air. And when it goes up on a tower, it'll be at the approximately 50-foot mark. The base of the antenna will be about 50 foot. And it is god-awful foggy out here. Good Lord. Go ahead, Richard. KC3JCA, KB2A, check that.
I wasn't sure how I was going to hear you last night, Dave. You were moving in here. I know you live up in Greer, and it's not that far. I live right here at 85 and 385. I live south of 85 and just east of 385 where Butler Road is, right there at 14. So if you come from Greer down 14, I live before you get to PXB's house.
Oh, heck, you're not far from me. Let me see if I have this. I'm sorry, you're not that far from me. I'm right off 14, just on the west side of, I guess you want to call it, Wade Hampton. Just a couple traffic lights to the west there on your way to Landrum. I guess I'm somewhat centrally located, but my problem is my property kind of dips a little bit. And I'm on a circle street, and then the people in the middle, their property is probably about 20 foot higher, is why I'm putting up a tower to get over the hump there a little bit. But, you sounded good to me. Go ahead, Gary, KI4DLS, KB2A, check that.
What are you, but there's a mountain between me and you, so I guess that makes a difference. You know how the mountains get in the way every once in a while.
Oh, take care of that.
I'll let you guys pick it up. My wife just brought me a cup of coffee, and I'm going to sit here and enjoy it with her. And we'll be back on in a little bit. KA3JCA.
I was wrong. KA3JCA. All right, Richard, we'll talk at you later, my friend. Have a good morning. Gary?
A man on the mountain have his say. 7-3, Richard. Miss Sally, y'all have a good morning. Enjoy your coffee there, Richard. I done had two big old cups of coffee, and I'm fixing to pull into the ophthalmologist's office. My appointment's at 7:30, and they want me to be there like 15 minutes before my appointment time. You know how that is. You got to go in and do all that paperwork.
That just mean you, okay? Gary. But yeah, no, I've been there, done that. I'm actually on my way to meet a customer this morning. Did an install yesterday with Jimmy, And then I got another customer through my supplier. His system is down, so this is the time he could meet me before we went up to Asheville or something. So I was like, all right, heck, I'll be there at 7:30. I'll try anyway. I didn't know it was going to be this foggy out. Go ahead, Gary.
Tell me you actually got Jimmy to do something for a change.
Well, I don't work him too hard. You know, I let him stay outside by the condenser, and I was up in the attic doing all the duct work and, you know, a good portion of it, getting filthy, dirty, laying around and whatnot, you know. So, yeah, I try not to work him too hard. You know, he's getting up there in years, you know.
Just getting lazy, that's what it is.
I'd rather work with Jimmy than some of these young fellas out here. Some of these guys don't want to do anything but complain and moan and groan, you know.
I know what you're saying. Well, they don't have the same work ethics that we grew up with, Dave, and which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. Well, Dave, I'm pulling in here at the ophthalmologist office. I got to jump out and go inside and see what they got for me to go to, you know, to paperwork to do and that sort of thing. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it this morning there, young man. You take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KB2HXA, HXS, KI4DOS.
No problem, Gary. You have a good morning, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. KI4DOS, KB2HXS, on his own to Greenville. HKX, KB2HXS, are you around, Patrick?
HKX, I'm here.
I knew you were sandbagging this morning. What are you doing?
Going to my next stop, so that's how come I was just short trip here.
Getting down to Greenville. I'm going to meet a customer by 7:30. I got to try like heck. I mean, this fog is killing me. I hope it burns off a little bit later.
That it's pretty foggy, so be careful.
Going down there, just the other side of Greenville, I think we're up at 283 or something, Allen Street. Kind of a late in the day call yesterday. The guy needs his system looked at and or replaced. So I was like, all right, see ya. I'll be there in the morning.
And you got to go up to Asheville for a customer.
No, not me. My customer is going up to Asheville. That's why I'm meeting him this early.
Understood. Be glad you're not going to Asheville this time of day.
Oh, heck no. No. I may be a little crazy, but I'm not stupid.
After that. But, Dave, I am in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7:30s. And good to hear you this morning. Good to hear Gary and Richard also. They're still listening. But good to talk to you. So I'm going to say 7:30s right now. KO4HKX, KB2HXS, 7:30.
All right, there, Patrick. Have a good day. Make some money. And then when we get back there, let me know if you heard anybody yesterday and who.
KO4PXB. Good morning, gentlemen.
KB2HXS. I believe it's just you and I here.
K2HME. How are y'all doing on this foggy morning? I heard people talking about not wanting to definitely drive to Asheville. It's probably. Probably definitely beyond foggy.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, KB2HXS. Yeah, I'm not the one driving to Asheville. My customer is. That's one of the reasons why I'm meeting him this morning, this early. I'm going to come into the dead zone down here by Pleasantburg, gentlemen. Why don't you pick it up without me, the other breaking station. Go ahead, please take it. KB2HXS. Noisy, but go ahead.
Handheld in downtown Greenville, heading towards Purple Mountain. But good morning, all.
Good morning, sir. KO4PXB.
Back out for a little bit. Why don't you guys pick it up?
Well, thankfully, down here, the buildings seem to keep the fog at bay. But I feel bad for those that are out and about with as thick as it is here.
Yep, the fog is definitely bad in Malden and Simpsonville area.
I'm just, I guess, expecting the through here and wash it out later today.
Last calling stations, I caught the last two words of that.
I don't know if